Fit and Healthy Kids, an early childhood podcast.
Hello from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Nebraska Extension educators LaDonna Worth and Lisa Pupp are here to talk with you about early childhood. What's new, what's happening, and what's for you?
Do you ever get the feeling your children are not listening to you and everyone is upset with each other? We hear parents say, "Why do I have to repeat myself time and time again? Why doesn't she listen to me?" Listening and following directions are important skills young children must learn. There are many reasons why children do not follow directions. Lisa, what happens when a child does not hear the directions?
Well, parents often give directions from a distance or in passing, like, "Lauren, get your shoes on." Did your child actually hear what you said? Just as adults often don't hear what their partner has said to them because they are focused on reading an email or talking on the phone, children too often don't hear what a parent has said because they're focused on a task such as building a tower or drawing a picture.
What happens if the parent gives too many directions at one time?
When you give your child too many directions at one time, it reduces the chance that she will follow the directions and increases the chance that she will be confused. "Lauren, please go upstairs, brush your teeth, and pick up your blocks while I finish the dishes." This multi-step direction is too long and complicated for your child to easily understand. Instead, try giving only one direction at a time.
I hear parents give suggestions instead of directions.
Daily conversation is filled with questions, suggestions, and directions. What you say, "Will you put your shoes away?" You are not giving your child a direction. You are asking her a question. When you give your child a direction that needs to be followed, it is essential that you tell your child what to do rather than ask. For example, "Lauren, put your shoes by the door."
It sounds like it's very important to follow through when you give your child directions. A technique you can use to make sure you do follow through when your child has difficulties complying or following directions is the DWAP method. Can you explain this to us, Lisa?
Sure. The DWAP method goes like this. State the do direction. W, wait for compliance. Silently count to five. A, ask the child to restate the direction. W, wait for compliance. And P, provide encouragement or help. Helping will ensure success. This is the DWAP method that you can try at home.
Lisa, what is the bottom line of giving directions with your children?
The bottom line is this. You can increase the chances that your child will listen and successfully follow your directions when you make sure that your direction is clearly stated and you follow through.
This has been LaDonna and Lisa with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Until next time, enjoy your family time together.
Fit and Healthy Kids is a co-production of Nebraska Extension, Georgia Extension, Kansas State Extension, South Dakota State Extension, and the Iowa Child Care Resource and Referral.